Dear family and friends, we gather here today to mourn the loss of a truly remarkable woman, a woman who was much more than just a mom to me and my brother Bill and sister Susan. She was a friend, a confidant, and a role model. My mother was a woman who lived her life with grace, kindness, and an unwavering dedication to her family and community. She was always there for her children, offering her love and support through every hardship and joy. She was the backbone of our family, the one who held us all together. Her love for us was boundless and eternal, as expressed by this passage that she wrote in her final wishes document. She said, "One of my fondest memories is of the wonderful times with the kids and their friends that came to our place playing games and singing." Here are just a few examples of Mom's selfless acts of kindness and support for her children. Mom delivered my newspaper route with the help of my sister Susan when I was sick or on a trip with the Boy Scouts, sometimes in very cold weather. When there was a job to be done, my mom made sure it got done, no matter what. When I went back to university after working for a few years, Mom asked me to pay $150 per month to help with the food while I lived with her rent-free. Then she gave it all back as a graduation present. Only a mom would think to save all that up and just give it back later. Some of my favorite memories of Mom are the times we went hiking together to places like Jasper, and the time the two of us drove out to Saskatchewan for her reunion at their old schoolhouse, just down the road from the farm she grew up on. She was so excited to see her old schooltime friends and relatives that still lived in the area. The slideshow running behind me has a few photos of those times. Mom really supported my sister Susan during her most difficult times. My sister reminded me the other day how Mom never came empty-handed. She always visited with baked muffins or soup, and even items like an expensive winter coat out of the blue. She knew what you needed, even if you didn't know yourself you needed it. Susan said they used to call her the bag lady because you would always see her walking around with a bag because she always showed up with something to give everywhere she went. Susan had a great love of horses and always mentioned it when driving by a field with horses. So one day, Mom just went out and signed her up for horse riding lessons. It was all set up before Susan even heard about it. Mom set this up even though she was afraid Susan would get hurt. And the one day she went to watch, Susan did fall. And Mom couldn't bear to watch and didn't go again. She gifted Susan with those lessons even though she was afraid for Susan's safety. She understood that us kids needed to live without fear. And the love between mother and daughter went both ways. When Mom was suffering with Alzheimer's in her later years, Susan called Mom many times every day to help her organize. She set up appointments and called to remind her when and where she had to go. And right up to the end, Susan called Mom every day at the Pines, and every Tuesday was a scheduled video call. Mom would often race to answer the phone at the Pines nursing station to pick up Susan's calls. Susan would say, "Hi, Mama." And Mom would say, "Oh, for goodness sakes, I thought it was going to be you." And then she would yell out, "It's my daughter!" Just so everybody knew. Mom's caregivers at the Pines also relayed that lovely story to us from their perspective. They also said of my mom, "She was a kind person and will be missed. Sweet, lovely, and a hard worker. Always volunteering. Loved to sing during hymn time." We have heard similar comments from all who knew her. "Your mom was honest to a fault, caring. She was a giver." The last couple of days before Mom broke her hip, which was just a couple of weeks ago, Susan said Mom was very happy on those calls. It is comforting to know that our mother had good days right up to the end. In their last video call, she held up her favorite strawberry shortcake doll and blew Susan a kiss. My brother Bill and his wife Louise also supported our mother in many ways in her later years, from creating collages of family photos for her wall to managing her finances and moves, like when Mom progressed from Garden View to the Pines in Kimberley. Mom also supported my brother Bill through some of the most difficult periods of his life, like when he was studying to become a chartered accountant. Bill holed himself in his basement suite at Mom's place to study, and Mom took care of important details like making sure he had enough to eat and cheering him on the entire time. She also helped him to pay for university. As can be seen from these stories, Mom always wanted us kids to have a better life and did whatever she could to support us. Not just us, but also our younger cousins, Justin and Christopher, when Mom lived near them and her sister Elaine in Kimberley for many years. I know Justin and Chris loved our mom every bit as much as we did. Mom also had a very special relationship with one of our other cousins, Paul, her brother Gerald's son. Paul spent a lot of time at our house over several years. And whenever he came over, he loved to play our record player. And one day when Gerald came to pick him up, Mom said, "If you don't buy him a record player, I will," she said. So she could be very direct when she thought the situation called for it. And there are so many others that she touched at different times in her life. My brother Bill also recalls Mom's adventurous spirit, like the time Mom was driving a moped in Bermuda for a couple of weeks when she visited Bill, who was living there. She was scared at first, but later was saying, "Hey, let's go for a ride on the moped." There is a story of some local people at that time in Bermuda watching Mom drive by on her moped, yelling, "Go, Mama, go!" She brought home a fridge magnet with a photo of a moped as a memento of that time. She really loved that time there in Bermuda with my brother and, of course, with the moped. And, of course, we all lived in Germany for 4 years when we were younger. My sister Susan was born there. Mom had some difficult times in Germany, but had lots of fond memories of her time there. She flew to Germany to meet my dad a couple of weeks many years later when he was stationed in Egypt with the Canadian military. There is a great photo of them visiting our German landlords all those years later. Our landlords had become close friends when we lived in their home as kids and they watched us growing up. Mom always valued that time in Germany and it was a favorite topic of conversation whenever my dad visited in later years. But our mother's generosity and selflessness didn't stop with her own children. She was always there for others, lending a helping hand to anyone in need. She was a pillar of her community, always working tirelessly to make it a better place for everyone. Our mother was a longtime servant of God. She walked out her faith with a life of service by volunteering in and around Kimberley. She volunteered for Seniors Helping Seniors for many years, where she was once nominated for Citizen of the Month. The slideshow behind me includes a newspaper clipping of Mom receiving her Citizen of the Month award. Here is what the news article says about Mom. Jereen Morgan began visiting with seniors in 1994 as a walking companion and as a dependable contact for housebound seniors. Jereen's commitment to the program is strong and heartfelt. She is always wanting to help in any way she can. The news article includes a quote from Mom, where she says simply, "I like doing it. Anytime I help anyone, I feel better afterwards. I think I get as much out of it as they do. I think those few words are words she lived by her whole life in all walks of her life. Her life was one of great compassion for others that shone through in so many ways. Mum also volunteered at the Summer Theater in Kimberley. And there was even a period when she volunteered for what I think was called the Good Samaritan Program. She and a partner would patrol the streets of Kimberley at night with bright colored matching vests and two-way radios that were patched into the police department. So when it came to her own safety, our mother was fearless when doing good for others. When Mum had her house on Wallinger Street in Kimberley, she participated in the foreign student program and hosted a young woman from Japan for a school season. Yet another testament to how much everyone loved our mother, that student, Chihara, came back all the way from Japan just to visit Mum years later. Our mother's drive to do good extended beyond her local community. As a member of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League of Canada, Mum traveled as part of a delegation to conventions in other cities. Red Deer is mentioned in one newspaper clipping, and one trip was to Surrey, where she stayed at my brother Bill and his wife Louise's place. There were other trips as well. And Mum loved going places. If the place was interesting, that was a bonus. But really, it was the going that mattered the most. My sister reminded me yesterday that one of my mom's favorite sayings was, "I gotta get out of Dodge." And sometimes my sister would call her and she hadn't been answering for a few hours. She says, "Oh, I walked down the hill, went shopping." She said, "I just had to get out of Dodge." And getting out of Dodge could take on lots of different flavors, for sure. In her time at Garden View, she absolutely loved the Daybreak program. This was a scheduled get out of Dodge weekly event, several times a week, as I recall. They would meet during the week and participate in various activities, which sometimes included a bus trip with a hot meal at lunchtime. She also went on longer weekend bus trips together with my Aunt Kitty, Mum's sister-in-law, wife to Mum's brother, Larry. These trips included bus, hotel, and tickets to shows. My sister helped me to recall one of these trips was to south of the border in the USA. Our mother never talked much about the Bible, but if you look at her own personal Bible, the cover is dog-eared, pages are well used, gold paint on edge of pages are all worn off. It was very well used. Doreen Beverly Morgan, our mother, was a woman of faith who quietly walked out her servanthood daily. She was a person who trusted God always. Mom, your presence in our lives will be deeply missed, but your memory will live on through the countless lives you have touched. Rest in peace, dear Mom. You will always be loved and remembered.
Wow, Brad, thank you. Does anybody else want to share anything while Brad's here? Anyone with memory? All right, well, you've done an awesome job.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
All right.